Think ecotourism and visions of exotic, threatened places around the globe probably pop into your head. But Milwaukee has its own eco-neighborhood. Lindsay Heights is less than a 10-minute drive from downtown. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz takes us there.
The city of Milwaukee named Lindsay Heights its first eco-neighborhood in September 2018, but residents have been thinking sustainability long before the title was bestowed. Maybe they didn't use the words eco or sustainability. It seems neighbors just longed for good and started working together to make it happen. The first visible symbol of change was the rebirth of a building just off North Avenue on 17th Street. This is Erica Heisdorf-Biscara.
It was a boarding home at one point, and then it was boarded up, and the city had plans to tear it down. And so neighbors came together and decided to restore the center into a neighborhood center.
Called the Walnut Way Center. Walnut Way is located in the heart of Lindsay Heights and has become a leader in sustainable initiatives. Heisdorf is its communications manager.
And they started with kids in the neighborhood by planting tulips at this lot right here, actually. And so that was a symbol of this renewal and to show people that this is a space that's cared for.
Tulips transitioned to vegetable gardens and orchards. And Walnut Way wasn't just growing food, but jobs, too.
We now have Blue Skies Landscaping, which is commercial and private contracts. And they're really specializing in green infrastructure.
I was seeing all the progress that Walnut Way and Blue Skies was making over the years.
At a recent rainy event to celebrate Lindsay Heights' eco-designation, Henry Hopkins said he used to contribute to his neighborhood's problems, not its solutions. Hopkins now works for Blue Skies and was recently promoted to crew leader.
I was one of the gentlemen that helped bring down the neighborhood. You know, I was selling drugs, you know, doing a lot of destructive things in the neighborhood. So I decided, you know what I'm saying, to come and make something happen to myself. Right now, I'm real proud of myself. You know, they pushing me.
Terrell Morgan comes to the Lindsay Heights story from a different angle.
I actually grew up around the corner off of 20th and Center for a few years. And so my mother and I, we used to walk to Gout's grocery store, and it used to be a Church's Chicken over here back in the day.
Those are distant memories. But as the City of Milwaukee's Environmental Collaboration Office started puzzling out how to tell Lindsay Heights' sustainability story through signs and a map, the team asked Morgan to add his design skills.
I am the creator of the brand in conjunction with Walnut Way and Eco Milwaukee, creating the icons and also the actual EcoTour logo.
We head out to see some of the tour highlights.
We can go this way, then you have SDC Bioswell.
We encounter a pear orchard.
The Tandem is right around here.
And then we reach Fond du Lac Avenue and a Southern Comfort restaurant called The Tandem. Out back, its patio features permeable pavers, so when it rains, water soaks in instead of streaming into the sewer system.
Hi, how are you?
We're looking at your sign.
The Tandem's manager, Tiffany Madlock, comes outside to greet us. It turns out Madlock hadn't known her building was an eco star. Terrell Morgan seizes the educational moment.
So we have 11 sites across the Walnut Way campus that's educating the community on what's going on. We have a map here. And you guys are number 8.
Morgan and the others who masterminded this walk through Lindsay Heights' sustainability story hope visitors will take the 9/10 of a mile eco tour and will be inspired.
Would it be possible for Tandem to get a couple copies of maps?
Absolutely.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Make sure that you guys have some maps. I think that's a great idea.